Payroll employment increased by 175,000 in February. Despite that, unemployment rate rose by 0.1%.
You're listening to WDIY's Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics released employment data showing an increase of 175,000 new payroll jobs in February. But at the same time, it also stated that the total number of unemployed increased by more than 200,000 and unemployment rate also rose by 0.1% in February. How does this work? This is basically a function of definition of employment. Government's definition of employment is very broad. It is as if it was designed to underestimate the total number of unemployed, which incidentally is not far from the truth. The way it works is that if you have done any work during the last week, you are considered employed. In many cases, you are considered employed if you worked for 1 hour during the last week, even if you were not paid for the work. So a huge number of people who are normally considered as unemployed are counted by the government as employed based on that definition. In February, we had 2.3 million people who are called marginally attached to the labor force. Interesting definition. These are people who want to work, are available to work, have been looking for a job, but not in the last 4 weeks. These people are not considered as unemployed, since we don't even count them as part of the labor force. That's why they're called marginally attached. The interesting part of this game of definitions is that if all the people in this category just looked for a job, not take one, just look for one, they will automatically become part of the labor force and thus considered as unemployed, raising the total number of unemployed to 12.8 million and the unemployment rate to 8.2%. A full 1.5 percentage point increase in the rate without any change in anybody's employment or unemployment status. Okay, now let's hang on to that 12.8 million unemployed for a while and look at more than 7 million individuals who are, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, involuntarily holding part-time jobs while looking for a full-time one. Many of them lost their full-time jobs during the recession and had to accept a part-time job to make ends meet. Obviously, since these people work, even if it is few hours a week, we don't count them as unemployed. So why are we using this last century definition of unemployment, which, as we observe with the February data, shows an increase in unemployment rate even when the actual employment level has risen by a substantial 175,000 new jobs? The short answer is that no administration is willing to accept a definitional change for the unemployment rate, which will result in a huge increase in its numerical rate, making it appear as if a lot more people became unemployed during the administration's term. So we will continue to grossly undercount the total number of unemployed. The fact that we even have these supporting data so that we can estimate the real unemployment rate is to do decades of in-house and unpublished data collected by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.